Last day of June, it's a payday, Canada Day tomorrow. Many are off today, making it an extra long weekend to carry over to tomorrow's stat holiday. And it's going to be a busy one as far as celebrations go on Wascana Park. Just heard Harlequin, they're going to be there as part of the festivities. Bryce Perkins works with a team of about 10 other volunteers to put Canada Day on in Wascana Park. And Bryce joins me now. I hear the key word, Bryce, is free. Is that right?
It's true. Everything inside Wascana Centre for Regina Canada Day is free for all families to enjoy this year.
Okay, well, let's get in on some of the fun. You've got a fun zone. I imagine that's for the family.
Yeah, Regina Public Library is bringing back their family fun zone again this year. We're going to have a family stage that will run from 10 to 6 with entertainment all day. And then around their family fun zone, there's going to be multiple activity tents so you can, you know, indulge in science or literature or cultural teachings. You know, even the Regina Police and the Regina Fire Protective Services are going to be down with their vehicles. You know, you can enjoy seeing those up front and personal as well.
Super cool. Bryce, I hear some of the riders after that big game against the Lions are going to be dropping by along with Gainer the Gopher. Do you know how many or do you know who's coming?
It's a show up and be surprised at what favorite players are going to be down there. But yeah, the Saskatchewan Rough Riders are going to be down in the park from 10 to 6. They're going to be bringing down some players for an autograph alley between 1 and 3 p.m. Gainer the Gopher, the cheer team, the pep band, they're going to be down there as well celebrating Canada Day in style.
If the weather holds, it's going to be jammed and there's going to be lots of families with kids looking to burn off some energy in the park. You've thought of that too?
Yeah, we got this year the Apex Adventure Zone and it's bigger and better than ever. We got bubble soccer, we have a trampoline park, we got the adventure complex, bringing everything down into the park. So make sure that, you know, after your kids had some mini donuts in the food truck alley, you can burn off that energy throughout the day.
Okay, Bryce Perkins, my guest. He and a group of volunteers put the Canada Day celebrations on, and it'll be terrific. Let me challenge you here. Tethered balloon rides. Got them?
Got it. Remax is free. Yeah, Remax is bringing the hot air balloon, and that's also free. So you'll be able to see Wascana Centre from 50 feet above the ground, and you'll get to see all the celebrations from a bird's eye view.
That's awesome. Okay, take me to the entertainment stage, always just in front of the ledge there. When does that start, and what's the lineup like?
Lineup this year is all Canadian, and that was the goal. It's going to start at 12 o'clock with our opening ceremonies, and then the first band will hit the stage from 1 o'clock all the way up until Jake Vaudeland at 7 p.m. as one of our first headliners this year. Jake Vaudeland and the Sturgeon River Boys, who won a Juno Award this year. And then we also have, at 8:30, our big headliner, Harlequin, will be on the main stage. So check out the local bands and then stick around for the two big headliners for this year's 158th Canada Day celebration.
Well, I think a lot of my listeners know a lot about Harlequin, but if you have no idea who Jake Vaudeland is, give him an opportunity to entertain you. I saw him a couple of years ago. I can't explain it. I don't know. Have you seen him yourself, Bryce?
I have. I had a chance to see him when he was touring around Saskatchewan here a little while ago, and you have to see him. It's like a throwback to the past, but him and his band, they bring it to life.
I don't even like the kind of music he plays. But I'm telling you, I'm still entertained by the end of it. I guess I should admit, I did start to like his music, but he's just awesome. Harlequin at 8:30. Okay, and it's handy. The beer gardens are right next door, right, aren't they?
Yeah, so the beer gardens is your front row seat to see all the bands and our headliners right up and personal. We got everything that you need to celebrate Canada Day in style. Plus, while you're sitting in the beer gardens, you're not going to get a closer seat to the stage. So it's the best place to bring your buddies down, have a couple of pints, and just enjoy Canada's birthday.
Let's get to the fireworks. This is what everyone loves to end their day with. What time do you think they'll be off?
Canada Day fireworks will set off at 10:30 p.m. The best seat, though, if you want to get, you know, the best seat for the fireworks this year, make sure you're around Wascana Centre's waterfront. That is the best place that you're going to get to see the fireworks up close and personal. Our goal is always to see, you know, what we can do next to make it better for families and friends and just the community to come down to the park. It's something that's really special for us as, you know, the volunteer group that puts on Canada Day. We always just want to add a little bit more every single year.
Bryce Perkins, my guest. Bryce, to you and all the volunteers that help put this on for tomorrow, I commend you and thanks for all the efforts. I appreciate it and all the details.
Not a problem. We hope to see you down in the park. Well, I'm on my way to the city lights, to the pretty face that shines her light on the city nights. And I gotta catch a noon train, I gotta be there on time. Oh, it feels so good to
to know she waits at the end of the line.
Well, there's a band that's been together 60 years, the Stampeders. Tomorrow, Canada turns 158, and there's big celebrations, as you just heard, in Muskana Park. And joining me now, after celebrating a week off, is Kevin Martell from the 980 CJMA Newsroom. Welcome back.
Thank
did you have a good week off?
I did. Planted some grass, laid the seed down, because it was very strategic, Greg, because I knew it was going to be rainy. And sure enough, it rained almost every day that I had off because we were planning on doing more stuff outside some of the days.
But you didn't care hard, because so. You had just planted grass and you were so proud you did it, watching it grow all week long.
Free moisture, I say.
And now it's really going to grow. We've got nothing but heat this week here. I think it's going to be a little quieter in the morning drive here. I feel there's a lot of people off today. Do you?
Oh, yeah. Even in our own office. There are a lot of people off, but hey, I can get used to, having a week off, working one day and then having another day off. But quiet today, certainly, but it'll, as you said, pick up in Canada Day celebrations in Muskana Park tomorrow. Government House has events on in the afternoon, too. So it's, here we are already celebrating our country again for another year.
Well, we're probably going to work up to at least 33 degrees midweek here. So yes, this heat is going to come on rather strong, and I think there are many who will welcome it. Well, President Trump, he came on pretty strong just before the weekend started. Friday, he said, that's it.
Straight talks off.
And lo and behold, this morning, there is reason to think that they're going to get back to the bargain.
Because
so what happened here?
Breaking news late last night, Canada, after talking about this for years, the last 5 years, this digital services tax. So essentially, taxing the big guys in the U.S., companies like Google and Amazon and Uber, they're saying that tax is off now. And they want to take that tax off because they want to resume trade talks. And we were talking like, it was something like billions of dollars that all of these companies in the U.S. would have had to have paid. Trump's administration didn't like it. The Biden administration as well didn't like this tax. And so now this is the new step that Mark Carney's government is taking again to try to get, you know, these trade talks resuming. Very important for the government office.
And when you listen to Trump in the Oval Office on Friday, here's just a little of it. I don't think he really knew until someone told him on Friday.
And they put a charge in. They were a little bit early. We found out about it. So, and we have all the cards. We have all, every single one. We don't want to do anything bad. But economically, we have such power over Canada. I'd rather not use it. But they did something with our tech companies today.
You know, as if it happened today. It's been retroactive. It was on the books, over a year ago. And as dumb as it may or may not have been, it's almost as if Bezos, before he got married in Venice on the weekend, remember all those billionaires, the guy from Google stood behind him at the inauguration.
Yes.
I think they all called him up and said, hey, we need your help on this one. Use it for leverage. And sure enough.
Yeah. Well, the first payment was due today.
Yeah.
And of course, so late last night. So literally the 11th hour. I mean, you couldn't get any closer than that. But remember, Europe, good chunks of Europe are doing the same digital sales tax as well on the U.S. So Canada did have, I guess, an ally in this regard. But still, regardless, they drop it.
Okay, so they're going to get back to working towards, what's the date now? Was it the 21st, I think?
Yes, so about 3 weeks from
now.
We'll see.
Remember how this all started with fentanyl on the border?
No, it's been so long, I can't remember.
And then what? The auto industry, lumber, bank, steel, aluminum, everything in between.
There's a lot.
Oh, there'll be something else. I'm almost certain of that. Let's end on a high note. How about our Saskatchewan Rough Riders? 4-0.
Wow, that's it's a good start. Beating several teams from the East in the first couple weeks, and then the BC Lions, the first team we played in the West. And look at the two undefeated teams right now in the CFL that are left: the Saskatchewan Rough Riders and the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. So it'll be interesting to see these two teams. Can you imagine, Greg, if they're still undefeated the first time they play?
Well, I think the Riders are just looking dominant. That defense and, you know, Trevor Harris, although Jake Mayer stepped in, he was adequate. He didn't turn
the
ball
over. You got the win. That's all you
need, right?
Got the
win. It wasn't his greatest game either. But, hey, if Harris can continue where he was left off, boy, I don't know. This is looking pretty impressive here for Rider fans this year. Thank you, Kevin. Kevin Martell from the 980 CJME Newsroom. Walking into- Little Blue Rodeo to celebrate Canada all morning long. All these Canadian artists for you. It's the last day of June, a payday. We bring on Canada Day tomorrow.
Happy birthday, Canada Day. Happy birthday, Canada.
Happy birthday, Canada.
158th birthday party in Wascana Park tomorrow. You heard about that just a short time ago. There's so much free entertainment. There are food trucks and beer gardens. That's about the only thing you'll have to pay. But everything else is free. The kids' activity zone, the free tethered hot air balloon rides, the stage with entertainment. I think it starts at noon, goes all afternoon and evening long. Jake Vaudeland and the Sturgeon River Boys at 7, Harlequin at 8:30. And after the sun has gone down, a spectacular fireworks display. 10:30 tomorrow night, the fireworks. Nice-looking fireworks in Moose Jaw on Saturday night, too, to celebrate Canada Day as well. So lots going on. Some of you are off today and tomorrow. Tomorrow's the stat. I feel like a lot of people took today off as well. And the RCP Heritage Center on Dewdney is inviting you. Sam Carrick is there at the Heritage Center on the phone to celebrate Canada Day. What's going on?
Well, the Heritage Center, of course, we've got it's tourist season, so we've got all of our staff ready to give you a great experience. You can come through our galleries. We're open 10 to 5. We do have family package pricing, so good pricing if you want to bring your whole family. And you can come and explore 150 years of Canadian history. We also have summer camps going on this year that folks can register for.
Now, what kind of summer camp?
We've got two camps. We've got Detective Academy and Forensics Lab. And Detective Academy is for ages 6 to 10. And Forensics Lab is for ages 9 to 12. So our programming team will work with parents to help, you know, place your child in whichever one you think is best. Or your child and their siblings can be in both camps.
When do they start?
Those start in July. We've got two in later in July and two in August. All of the details are on our website.
Okay. What's the website?
rcmphc.com.
And so what can you expect on Canada Day?
We'll have all the things that you like to see on a Canada Day celebration. We'll have giveaways, games, face painting, balloon animals. Monty the Moose will be here for photos, obstacle course, and all those things. So really active way to celebrate Canada.
All right. Thank you, Sam. Sam Carrick, CEO of the Regina RCP Heritage Center. And next door at Depot, too, they've got the very first sunset ceremony planned for tomorrow evening. Those are exceptionally fun. Take your lawn chair and enjoy tomorrow evening, the first sunset ceremony. If you got company from out of town, that's always one of the things to look at. Go into RCMP barracks there and check out the ceremony. Around the globe, the Jeff Bezos, Lauren Sanchez wedding in Venice went off without a hitch. Aren't you glad? Oh, I'm so happy for them. Never before has an event done so much to make the rest of us feel broke and miserable. They spent an estimated $50 million on their wedding. Sanchez was wearing jewelry that was worth in total an estimated $20 to $30 million. Her engagement ring, estimated 20 carats, worth $2.5 million. You want more? Oh, yeah, she even put out this video talking about how excited she was to wear a $500,000 designer wedding dress.
Let's talk about the dress. It just feels like, I don't know, it carries everything I've walked through to get here. It's elegant. It's timeless. It's soft.
It's a disgusting display of wealth. Guess at that big wedding included the Kardashians, Bill Gates, Oprah Winfrey, and a ton of other stars as well. One star who was not there was Brad Pitt.
Listen, let's get this straight. We all lose our jobs if you can't pull off a miracle.
No pressure.
No pressure. He was busy at the box office, and man, did he do well. F1 made over $145 million worldwide, one of the biggest openings for an original film in decades. That's right, I said original. Not a sequel, not a reboot, an original movie. And clearly, it's getting great reviews. Big, solid hit. But wait for it. Now, we're closing in Canada Day here tomorrow, but of course, towards the weekend, July 4th, that's a biggie stateside. So summer blockbusters continue to roll out. So how about another sequel? It is Jurassic World Rebirth, picking up 5 years post-Jurassic World from 2022. So that movie hits theaters on Wednesday. And if you love sequels, Hollywood is never without an idea that isn't too original. You're in luck because, here, listen to this, they just confirmed the 11th and final Fast and Furious movie. It'll come out April 2027. And Paul Walker is going to make an appearance in it again. Vin Diesel says the finale will include a reunion of his character, Dom, with Brian. Obviously, Paul Walker can't actually be back. He died in a car accident back in 2013. But if you recall, the last Fast and Furious movie, number 7, I think it was, they used digital effects using Paul's brothers to finish the movie and give the character Brian a proper send-off. And probably that's how they'll pull that off again. But Fast and Furious, an 11th movie, comes out 2027. Last day of the month, we bring on Canada Day tomorrow. I was reading over some of this Harris poll this week. It seems like there seems to be some sort of sentiment to make a bigger deal out of the importance of Canada Day for a lot of people. The feeling is really highest among baby boomers and residents, in particular Manitoba and Saskatchewan, according to this Harris poll, which says 82% of Canadians are also traveling within Canada this year, avoiding going across the border. It's patriotism on display. Are you feeling it? Brent Lokes is here. in command of the Evan Bray Show today. How about you? Are you feeling any different given these poll numbers?
I'm feeling it, brother.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Well, you know, this whole talk of the 51st state and, you know, the war over tariffs, it just seems like we're all kind of feeling a little more patriotic, or are we?
I think we are. I think, you know, I can't speak for every Canadian out there, but I think it's the Trump effect. I think that everything that Donald Trump has ever said about Canada since he took office has, you know, caused most of us to be more defensive and more proud of our country. And even what he did on Friday afternoon, where he said, okay, well, Canada still wants to do this digital service tax of 3%, which would be a payday, which would have been today for I don't know how many millions and millions of dollars. And Trump said, no way you can be doing that. And so he ended the negotiations. And then bingo, here late last evening, our finance department says, okay, we decided we're going to rescind the DST and let's get these trade talks going again. Even that, I thought to myself, well, okay, good. They're saying let's get a trade deal done in 3 weeks by the 21st. But I got to say, as a Canadian, it just felt like a bit of a gut punch when we caved last night. Like, good on it, because we got to get this deal done and get the Trump effect off of us, if that ever goes away. But at the same time, it just kind of felt like we caved, maybe, in my thoughts. But I anyway, long story short, I think a lot of us are feeling a whole lot more patriotic and defensive of our country these days.
Yeah, and we all are pretty assured, I think, too. You know, you mentioned about a gut punch. But, I thought it was about fentanyl on the border. And the auto industry, and the lumber, and the banks, and the steel, and the aluminum, our tax system now, I think there's just going to be another roadblock. It just goes on and on with this guy.
I agree. That's what I think is, okay, we got past this hurdle. What's the next one going to be? And are we actually going to get this trade deal done in 3 weeks? And even if we do, there's nothing stopping the guy from saying, nah, I changed my mind.
Well, and that's what he said about our agreement that he put with Canada and Mexico before. You know, it's just, not going to pay attention to it. Anyhow, let's get on to happier thoughts. I need to know how you were celebrating Saturday watching that game. How about that pick six?
Oh, man, that was just awesome. Like, going into that game and thinking, okay, it's BC, and we knew both teams were in a bit of a situation with their quarterbacks. But I'll tell you, everything the Riders did, maybe a few penalties that they shouldn't have maybe taken. But at the end of the day, man, that was just so much fun to watch. And just seeing the crowd at Mosaic there, how can you not love it? How can you not be proud as a Canadian of the Canadian Football League? I know it's not perfect, but it's our product. And, man, on a day like that, just seeing so many people out cheering on the Riders.
Yeah, and even in this bye week, right, that we're into now, it's going to be interesting because the Bombers are 3-0, and they play Calgary Thursday night. Yep. So if Calgary can beat them, boy, I think, Belton Johnson's going to join me here shortly. He thinks they're going to be, 13 victories here. I think you're going to bump that number up here the way they're playing right now. Okay, what else you got coming on the show? I imagine a little talk about Trump, and what else?
Oh, man, we got so much going on. It's an action-packed show. I think Evan would be proud of the fact we've got so many guests that are coming up today. But, yes, we're going to be talking about some business concerns in Saskatoon that the Chamber of Commerce is on here. We've got Jason Childs from the University of Regina talking about the Trump impact and what this latest decision by our government on this digital service tax is going to mean. We've got Sylvain Charlebois, the food guy, the food professor, is going to be here, and it goes on. And on and on. It's going to be a busy day. Looking forward to it. Heading towards Canada Day tomorrow, Greg.
Okay. And you're with us all week, right? The big boy, Evan Bray's off all week, isn't he?
He absolutely is.
He picks some good weather.
Yeah, the Evan Bray Show's not on tomorrow. We've got a special programming running for Canada Day. But, yep, you're stuck with little old me for Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday on CJME.
Well, you could have worked tomorrow. You had nothing else going. Thanks, Brent. See you back here at 8:30. Great.